Scott James, Programme Director for Heartlands. We're standing now in the middle of the construction site. You may well have seen a lot of the work happening from Trevenson Road by Cornwall College or through to Dudnance Lane by Tesco's Extra. The road schemes are, as you would have seen, coming right into the site with the access opening up Heartlands a great deal for the public. That will be looking to be complete in the next 2 months or so. And within the main complex of buildings, the Robinson Shaft site, a lot of the historic buildings are nearing their works being completed. So that includes the Carpenter's Shed, where the cafe and restaurant and bar will be, where the kitchen's now being built, the exhibition buildings, where a lot of those are now being worked on, and the new build development, where we've got office space and we've got accommodation for houses as well. So a lot of those are nearing, a lot of block work being completed.
So that's the actual physical stuff that's going on the site. And it's great to see the roads actually taking shape. And I can't wait to see the coverings coming off the Robinson Shaft headgear. But there's also a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes in the way of making sure the project kicks off well at the end of this year. You know, the planning.
Yeah, in terms of the planning, we've setting up the Heartlands Trust to run the site. All trustees are now in place and they're getting to grips with the project. They're also appointing key members of staff. So we've appointed a chief executive. We're now looking to appoint a marketing manager. A number of other staff will start to come on board up to November.
What will people be seeing happening over the next few months through the summer? Because, will they see the some plants going in or something like that?
Yeah, absolutely they will. There'll be a tremendous amount of work in greening the park. So a lot of the walls within the park, the play equipment, the diaspora gardens where the exotic plants will go in, and the water features, that will really start to come in and change people's perceptions. And people will be able to come in and have a look at that on a site tour, which my colleague Kirsty runs on a regular basis as well.
So if you're interested in going on one of those tours, how do you get yourself on them?
They need to phone the project office on 01209 722 321, speak to Kirsty or a member of the team, and we're looking to hold those on evenings as well. As the light evenings now come into play, we can start to hold those for an hour or so on a weekday evening.
Now, it's only Easter at the moment. It feels like the middle of summer with the sun beating down. It's been great weather for bringing this project on, hasn't it?
For the last 8 weeks or so, we've had very little rain. We've been very lucky, so the construction team have been really able to progress on and make up some good time that we lost before Christmas with the snow and the icy weather.
And with wonderful weather like this, you're hoping in the first summer, 2012, would be great for the tourists to come in as well.
Tourists, local people, everybody to get out and enjoy the gardens. I think this is perfect Heartlands weather, and hopefully more of the same rest of this year and next, yeah.